Welcome to the Less is More podcast. My name is Pierre, and this is episode number 6. Today we're going to be talking about some more minimalist life hacks. Less is more when you open the door to your own life. And you push aside everything that holds you back. So welcome back. My name is Pierre, and this is the Less is More podcast. Today we're going to get on with more useful apps and other stuff that's helped me live a better life. And I say that because these few apps really can help you, and they've helped me so much. So let's kick it off with the first one, which is Wave App. Now, Wave App is accounting software. It's been life-changing for me, and my good friend Josh Reed introduced me to this first of all, and it really has been a game-changer for me. You know, previously I was using software that one could buy, and it was crap. I really didn't enjoy it, and I just think that open source is the way to go, because these guys are constantly developing stuff. And you know, while I don't have a problem with businesses and enterprises selling software, it is what it is. I just think that this particular software is just game changing for me. So I used to use a Google Doc format, which I moved to after Pastel, and I just found that it was obviously cheaper. There was no subscription for this. And the only drawback I had with it was once I created the template, you would save each document as an invoice. So you'd have to rename it. Then you send it, and it sends with a long string of funny named things, tags and rubbish on it. So it was a bit of a bummer, but it really was a game changer. The other drawback I found was that we had to go back and create a separate document, almost, well, an invoice register, and then copy and paste all of the relevant stuff back in there. And every time you do an invoice, you'd have to create a separate tab and then save that invoice with all of those clients' details and things like VAT numbers and addresses and blah-de-blah. So it was a little bit time-consuming, but it was a whole lot better than paying, you know, up to R1,000 a year subscription for an accounting package. That was free from Google. And this, again, was one more step up from Google. And it really has been a game changer for me. So my mate Josh Reed and I, we bounce stuff around and we find different applications that help us in, because we're both self-employed, we both have our own businesses. So we like to be able to do things on the move. We don't like to be confined to an office or an edit suite. So this was a game changer. The big thing there is that mobile devices were able to utilize their app. And whether it's iOS or Android, it just worked so nicely. So that was really great. It's been about a year now, and Wave App system really is working nicely for me. And I can actually work out a year on year. So I see what income came in last year, what expenses were last year. So it really does help in that respect. Wave App also has, like I say, that mobile app, which is legendary. The only problem is that with Wave App's mobile device, I can't do a quote on the fly, whereas I have to go back to a PC or my Mac and do it. So that's the only drawback on the mobile app. But something really awesome is that you can then just go and quote from your computer. And then once you've sent that quote, your client's accepted it, or it needs to be modified, you can then, once the necessary work is done, you can just then convert that app, quotation, into an invoice, and then send the invoice directly from either the mobile device that you're using or from your desktop or your laptop. So that is a big, big bonus. Hopefully down the line they'll come out with an upgrade where you can do the quotation and then convert it from your mobile device. So that is Wave App. You can check it out at www.waveapps.com. That's www.waveapps.com. So this has been probably the longest episode in podcast history, because it's taken me about 6 or 7 months to complete this podcast. So I had a whole lot of really cool ideas in mind with apps that can save you time and save you lots of money as well. So we start off with Wave App, and coming up in our next episode, which I'm probably going to start working on now, we will get into the next of these amazing apps. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope it wasn't too long. Well, it was long outstanding. We'll chat to you again soon with Less is More.